WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Brazos County Tax Office is in its last days in downtown Bryan. Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says if you still have to do your April vehicle registration, do it before next Monday.
We're actually going to close at our old location, end of the business day Monday, and we'll have 3 days to move all of our departments, including the motor vehicle department, train on the new equipment, and then we are opening Friday morning at the new location.
Photos of the new building off Pendleton between Copperfield and Boonville are on our website at WTAW.com. Four juveniles have been arrested on felony criminal mischief charges for setting fire to playground equipment at Solrus Park in February. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says the damage was estimated at more than $8,000. Brandon Webb with the Bryan School District says the fire was across the street from Solrus Elementary School.
That is playground equipment that that our kids use and a lot of community members also use. There's a tradition of having public parks next to public schools here in Bryan.
Webb says at least two of the plastic slides were set on fire the evening of February 12th. The Texas A&M Health Science Center and St. Joseph Health System are among the partners in a new senior living community. HSC Chief Executive Dr. Brett Jouas says students in multiple disciplines will be involved in the Mature Well Lifestyle Center.
How many seniors are on multiple medications that would love to have a personalized doctor of pharmacy student working with them to make sure the dosages are just right?
Developers of the Traditions are also participating in the 23,000-square-foot, two-story facility near the golf course and the HSC. Groundbreaking will take place this fall with completion next spring. On his next to last day as interim president of Texas A&M, Mark Hussey received a standing ovation at the Board of Regents meeting. Dr. Hussey responded to Chancellor John Sharp's request to make a speech.
Chancellor, I'm not going to give a speech, but as I've said many times, I need to thank this board. I need to thank you, Chancellor, for giving me this opportunity to lead our university.
After 15 months in the president's office, Hussey will return to his position as dean of the Agriculture College and a system vice chancellor for its agriculture agencies. Texas A&M's startup Aggieland organization is the nation's first student entrepreneur business accelerator. You're invited to check out their second Shark Frenzy event. 20 student teams will enter the Shark Tank with 10 venture capitalists to pitch their idea. Marketing coordinator Shelley Brinkman says the event is almost exactly like the TV show Shark Tank.
The set is very similar. When they come in, they'll see a live TV production. The studio audience is them. They get to participate. It's pretty interactive. We have sharks or investors that are coming from the East and the West Coast and from around Texas. We've got quite a few celebrity sharks.
Brinkman says two teams will receive checks for their pitch. The free event is Saturday from 4 to 7 at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Go online to WTAW.com for more information. WTAW News Time, almost 7:08. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirnemann Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirnemann Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirnemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirnemann Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
If you're struggling with a slow internet connection at your business, then Suddenlink has a solution for you. Suddenlink is bringing speeds we've never had to Bryan College Station. Matter of fact, 50 meg is the new Suddenlink minimum speed for you, and that's 16 times faster than the 3 meg that you get from DSL. So Suddenlink offers you the speed that you need that nobody can come close to, and download speeds up to 150 megs right here in Bryan College Station. So you can quickly upload your files to the cloud and do everything that you need to for your business operation, multimedia business applications. You don't have to worry about any of them being too bandwidth intensive because you've got the speed that you need. And of course, as your business grows, then you can increase the speed if you'd like. But understand that the new minimum speed at Suddenlink is 50 meg. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. He can provide you with a business solution perfect for your business at the right price. You can also find out more information by visiting suddenlinkbusiness.com.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Good morning, it's 710. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Lots of sunshine will continue right through today with high temperatures during this afternoon, a bit over 80, and it's going to be clear tonight. Overnight low 54 to 58. Looks nice again during the day Friday, mostly sunny skies, high temperature 80 to 84 degrees. It'll be clear and a bit milder Friday night around 60, and sun with a few clouds on Saturday, temperatures reaching the lower and middle 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here around 7:50 as we get A&M softball up to 35 wins. We've also got high school playoff action for the Vikings, Consol, and College Station. Not all today, but several. And the NFL starts their draft as well this evening. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at 7:50.
All right. It's 7-11. Hello.
I just wanted to let you know there's a school bus and a pickup truck had an accident at Dartmouth and 2818, so you might have folks avoid that area.
Yep, we'll do that. Thank you. Okay, Dartmouth and 2818.
Yeah, just was handed that note as well, looking into it.
Just stay away from there if you possibly can. Stay away from North Korea. Did you hear about Kim Jong-un?
No, guess not.
Ordered the execution of 15 senior officials so far this year as punishment for challenging his authority.
Ugh.
Well, that was a pretty stupid thing to do.
Yeah, don't question my authority.
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much has the final word on that. Word emerged yesterday about the executions, as South Korea's spy agency reported that the country's parliament was in a closed-door meeting to hear about this, and it apparently doesn't matter if you're related, since he apparently had his uncle executed back in 2013, along with some subordinates. By the way, Kim is going to be traveling. He's taking a page from the Obama book. He's going to get in a big airplane and fly someplace. Going to Moscow, it says, this month.
He's playing golf?
Or next month, May the 9th. No, I don't know about that. You know, because he wears those high-heel shoes that probably hurt his feet. Anyway, he will be there at an event marking the end of World War II in Europe. This is the first time he has left the country since he took power in 2011, so we'll see how that goes. So we were telling you a little while ago that they've released a list of the cities in U.S. America with the most year-round particle pollution, rather than stuff that might just float up every once in a while. So, you know, Cleveland and Pittsburgh are in there. You'd expect that. Cincinnati. Here are your top seven. San Jose, San Francisco, California. El Centro, California. Long Beach, Los Angeles, California. Modesto, Merced, California, Visalia, Porterville, and Hanford, Connecticut. I don't know what that's about. Number two is Bakersfield, California. And number one is Fresno, California. See a cycle there someplace? Pattern? Just saying. And as Patrick pointed out, of course, they may have different counting measures there that make it. But, I mean, this has to do with actual particle pollution, stuff in the air. So, just saying. California doing well. Another place that has problems with the air, China. And they have a tremendous building industry that's going on there. And they're having trouble filling up these high-rises. Now, again, you talk about super density population. They got that going on. But apparently, foreigners are being hired to pose as celebrities by Chinese real estate developers to help the apartments sell. Because basically they're calling these things ghost towns. There in fact is a mini documentary that was released this week by the New York Times. Thanks to China's overzealous property development, the supply of luxury apartment complexes in some of China's most rural areas has far exceeded the demand. So as a result, they went over there and did a documentary of how they hire people to act as if they're rich and famous and say, of course we live here. It's a wonderful place to live. Couldn't do that in America, right?
No, that would never work here.
Probably be illegal. I don't know. Well, now, yeah, I say that, but we hear stories about how celebrities are paid to show up at parties, right?
Sure.
So
Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Golfers are paid to show up at tournaments.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, any number of them. Appearance money is what it's called.
Yep.
So, just saying. Oh, man, I was so concerned that Jerry Seinfeld was going to run out of money. But apparently Hulu is going to keep that from happening. So, there. Seinfeld is coming to Hulu. Every single episode of all 9 seasons. The streaming video-on-demand deal worked out by the show's creators, Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David. Obviously, both of them just working for fun. Apparently, $700,000 an episode. That means $130 million for those guys. Just saying. $130 million. Just in case you were worried about them. So a mom in Colorado says a teacher banned her 4-year-old from eating the cookies that the mom had packed in her lunch.
Whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Mom sent the cookies and the teacher said no?
Well, sure, of course, because, you know.
Oh, try that with my kid.
Lisa Pearson's daughter, Natalie, attends the Children's Academy in Aurora, Colorado. And, well, the deal is that Lisa packed her daughter a lunch last Friday. It had a ham and cheese sandwich, string cheese, and a pack of Oreos.
Uh-huh.
But, there you are. But when Natalie came home after school, she still had the Oreos and a note from the teacher. Mom says the teacher told the little girl that she couldn't eat the Oreos because they're not, quote, nutritious, end quote. Mama says, what the school thinks is healthy for her is not what I think is healthy for her. That's between me and her and our doctor. School district says they're looking into it.
Well, okay.
I'd be all over that lady like cheap on Kmart.
The healthy Oreos, no. Yeah. Unhealthy Oreos, that's what, I mean, look, a few are not going to hurt you.
Right.
And all things moderation.
Well, right. So no, it stops it. It's not poison.
So no, well,
you
exactly.
You don't tell me what to feed my kid.
You're not getting, you're not eating Oreos for their nutritive values.
No.
I mean.
They're a snack.
Yeah.
They're a dessert.
Not just no, but hell no.
Yeah. Well, again, that's.
You just start handing out concealed cookie licenses.
Well. But, and I, you know, I don't know, what the young girl looks like. Don't know if, you know, there might be.
Doesn't matter.
I understand. I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form this teacher is empowered to do that. But obviously the teacher thought that she was. Speaking of if you're a little chubby, the lady who founded Weight Watchers has passed away at the age of 91.
Really?
Yeah. Her name was Jean Nydrick, I believe. The woman who founded Weight Watchers, 91 years old, passed away in Fort Lauderdale early Wednesday morning. She came up with the groundbreaking idea in 1961, not to start a business, but to help her in her own struggle. She had been overweight since early childhood, and at the time she was 5'7 and weighed 214 pounds. Mm. 5'7, 214. Okay? Started following basic tips like don't skip meals, eat fish 5 times a week, veggies, etc., and soon started inviting friends over, and they would talk in her living room about their common goals. Obviously, that worked in 1963. Weight Watchers was born. She became a celebrity, appeared on Johnny Carson's show, in fact, and sold it to Heinz. I didn't know that.
Because they own almost Heinz, yeah. Google.
Yeah, 1978, she sold it to Heinz for $71 million. That's not bad. That's a pretty good return on your investment. So, okay. Now.
Paid for the living room.
It did. So, let me grab a phone call here. It could be about anything. Hello?
Yeah, thinking about the calories and the cookies.
Yeah.
Can we start buying calorie offsets?
Oh, I like, yeah, I like that. I like that idea. That's an awesome idea. Go find a skinny person, right? Wow.
Here's a dollar. Shut up and give me my cookies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could do that. I was thinking.
Well, I mean, that's your calorie offset. I'm paying my money.
Indulgences for indulgences.
Yeah, that's right. Here's a dollar. I don't feel badly. You shouldn't either. A diet swap experiment, okay, where volunteers from U.S. America and rural Africa swapped their typical diets for 2 weeks. That's kind of scary.
Uh-huh.
Strange. It showed just how bad the American diet is for your digestive tract. In the experiment, the U.S. volunteers ate low-fat, high-fiber diets, while the volunteers from rural Africa were asked to eat burgers and fries. Oh, this can't end well.
If you're not on that regularly, yeah, that will kill you.
Yeah, the BBC says the swap was brief. Its impact was visible. Yes. The Americans benefited from less bowel inflammation. I hate to talk about that at 7:20, but, you know, anyway. While the African volunteers, basically their health there deteriorated. University of Pittsburgh researchers said that the diet swap caused significant changes to the cell linings of their gut where the bacteria lives. Oh, wow.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
the same would hold true, though, for any diet, major diet swap.
Oh, sure.
Because
your
body's going, wait a minute.
What are you doing to me?
Good or bad, it takes a while.
My question is, will McDonald's show up in Africa soon? And I don't know if it was McDonald's or not.
But who knows?
Hey, while we're talking about McDonald's, you hear about that they promised to do this months ago, but McDonald's has decided to cut 7 sandwiches from its menu. Yep, plus a couple of wraps. Now, of those items, 6 are chicken sandwiches.
Because people weren't eating them.
One is the deluxe quarter-pound burger. 2 are variations on their wraps, according to Bloomberg. At the same time, the company is adding several items, including chicken fries. Look out. Here they come. Somebody else does those. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, BK,
Burger King.
I think.
Oh, Burger King. Okay. Anyway, including the chicken fries and a new burger, and they're testing all-day breakfast on a limited basis.
Oh, that's so not good for me.
The report has added more details. In that respect, the menu has been simplified somewhat, but it's still much larger than it was just a short time ago. Bloomberg noted that McDonald's menus have 40 more items than they did in just 2007.
Wowzer.
Now, but part of that is in response to...
They're horrible because they feed people food that makes them fat.
Yeah, well, exactly. The food has calories. Oh, my God. We're all going to die. No, but what other people would do, and Jack in the Box comes to mind, is that they would try, and Wendy's, they would try things for a limited time. I mean, they just kind of put them out there on the menu. And McDonald's was pretty hard and fast about not doing that.
Yeah.
And so I think they've seen... That possibly a better way to do that is, well, they'd always have the pork bologna. I mean, they do that on a limited time because that'd be a big deal. But
you know, I've tried that once.
Yeah, that's it. It's good for
that's
one.
That's all I needed.
Hello.
Hey, the biggest problem with all these diets is they're not sustainable. You can't do it for more than several months, or you can't do it for 6 years. It's not a good idea because you're just going to gain the weight back.
Exactly right. That's why you should do a lifestyle change. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, well, it's almost Friday, and you?
That's right, it's almost Friday.
Okay.
Hey, so does that mean all that food that I packaged up and sent to Africa that was left over on my plate wasn't a good idea?
Yeah.
For those starving kids.
Man, yeah.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Doesn't matter if you're traveling for business or you're traveling for pleasure, you want it to go smoothly. Well, lots of times it doesn't happen. Sometimes you're going to miss a connection, and that's going home or leaving. That's not a good thing. Let groundshuttle.com help you eliminate that problem and allow you to relax a little bit because they'll do the driving for you. They've got shuttle service that's available 10 times a day to Bush, 4 times a day to Hobby. They can pick you up at your home or your office. If that works for you, they can pick you up at the Easterwood as well. Give them a call at 855-303-4415. You can see the schedule. You can, in fact, book your transportation right there if you want to. And also, Ground Shuttle offers charter service, so they can be ready to go exactly when you want to. And they have brand-new Mercedes S350 limo service to Houston coming soon. Now, in the meantime, in what you travel in, the Ground Shuttle vehicle, we're talking reclining seats, power outlets, Wi-Fi will be there soon. You can catch up on your emails. You can read a book. You can actually do work while the shuttle driver gets you where you need to be. Most importantly, when you need to be there. Don't miss another connection. Go to groundshuttle.com and you can book your transportation now.
When was the last time you made plans to improve your marketing efforts? Did you follow through? We are Frame by Frame, the Brazos Valley's premier film and video production company, and we can help. Whether it's for commercials, social media, trade shows, or any other presentation, having professionally produced visual media is essential for success in today's competitive business environment. Improve your image and message. Call Frame by Frame, film and video production at 979-690-6956 or visit fxfinc.com.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 7th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Good morning, 726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Got to have great weather from now till at least Tuesday, the way it stands right now. High temperatures right around 80. Low temperatures next few days will be in the upper 50s. Then it'll warm up a little bit to around 65 or 67 for the lows. But great temperatures and no mention of rain in the forecast. Right now the winds are calm. We have 89% relative humidity, fair skies, it's 53.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Folks, there's more nonsense going on in Baltimore, but not the rioting. No, the nonsense I'm talking about is happening at Johns Hopkins, the elite university there. It all began innocently enough. Some young scholars there went to the Student Government Association Facebook page and posted a message saying they'd like to see a Chick-fil-A franchise on campus. Now, you can imagine, at a liberal college, those are fighting words. Chick-fil-A is atop their enemies list because of the past statements by the CEO supporting traditional marriage. So, the Johns Hopkins Student Government Association, the SGA, flew into action. And last week, they passed a resolution that says the SGA does not support the proposal of a Chick-fil-A in a current or future sense, particularly on any location central to student life. Now, the resolution claimed that the SGA aims to provide a safe, supportive environment, but with Chick-fil-A on campus, members of the LGBTQ plus community, or our allies, would be subjected to microaggression, whatever that is. So the SGA demanded the Johns Hopkins instead look for non-discriminatory alternatives in new restaurants on campus. Well, you know, they could try to ask a local Baltimore hotspot like Midtown Barbecue and Brew or Cafe Poupon to open a campus branch, but rioters trashed those. That wouldn't work. You think maybe the student government will pass a resolution against actual aggression like looting and rioting, maybe? Outlawing that on campus? I kind of doubt it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ripped from the headlines, here's another reminder about the importance of protecting our identities. 9 women pleaded guilty to an identity theft scheme. 1 worked at a military hospital and stole personal information from soldiers, many of whom were deployed to Afghanistan. They filed over 7,000 false tax returns for more than $20 million in refunds. Now, stories like this are precisely why I have LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. Now look, no one can stop all identity theft, and nobody can monitor every single business. But LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. I mean, it goes way beyond just notifying you of debit and credit card transactions, providing protection for your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, and now even the equity in your home. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 800-440-4833. That's 800-440-4833. 800-440-4833 is the number.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Multiple listener reports of a T-bone accident of a school bus and pickup at Dartmouth and the Harvey Mitchell Parkway. We're awaiting details from College Station Police. The intersection is visible from our offices. The bus appears upright and emergency responders are on scene. The Brazos County Tax Office will be closed 3 days next week in order to move to their new building off Pendleton between Copperfield and Boonville. Tax assessor collector Christy Rose says she had to work with the state to set the moving dates in order to cause the least amount of customer disruption.
I don't know that the public understands this, but all of the equipment in that department belongs to the state of Texas. We're simply their agents in this particular case. So they have to schedule the move. They've given us a date. Their date is this next Tuesday. I asked them to please let us get through the end of the month and not put people out, because a lot of people are coming right at the end and the beginning of a month. Friday is a payday. We are always very heavy. There, people want to make sure their money's in place before they come to see us.
Rose says for those needing to do April vehicle registration, you have until Monday. The move will take place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and the new office will open a week from tomorrow. May vehicle registrations can be done online and in person at local Kroger and HEB stores. A new senior living community is coming to West Bryan. Partners in the Maturewell Lifestyle Center include St. Joseph Health System. Chief Executive Kathy Cruzzi says this will serve seniors who are healthy as well as those needing care.
It will be a one-stop shop, so to speak, for seniors who want to manage their chronic conditions like arthritis, stay well, and lead active lifestyles, and most importantly, share these experiences with healthcare providers who understand them, as well as other patients and community members who are in the same stage of life.
Another partner is the Texas A&M Health Science Center. Chief Executive Dr. Brett Girois says students will be involved in not only delivering medical care, but also to do things to keep seniors healthy. That includes a future app for smartphones and tablets designed by A&M engineering students.
Those devices to keep you healthy, to predict falls, to understand how an 80-year-old interacts with an iPad productively, these things all happen.
Groundbreaking takes place this fall with opening planned next spring on the two-story, 23,000-square-foot facility. Bryan police and fire officers say four juveniles are responsible for damaging playground equipment at Sol Ross Park.
The two agencies together arrested three juveniles and a 17-year-old on felony criminal mischief warrants.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says damage was more than $8,000. Brandon Webb with the Bryan School District says the fire was at the park across the street from Sol Ross Elementary.
Apparently the suspect set at least two of the plastic slides on fire at the park, and there may have been damage to three.
The fire took place the evening of February 12th. A Texas House committee has endorsed changing the state's school grading system to a range from A through F. That's after hearing from teachers and administrators who were opposed.
School districts are currently graded A through F. This bill, sponsored by State Rep Morgan Meyer, would align that system with the individual campus rating system.
Simply makes it easier for a parent to see that where the district is and what the campus is rated are consistent.
Portia Bossy of the Texas State Teachers Association believes A through F is overly simplistic.
It really was meant to be linked to a system of high stakes tests, and we are trying to get away from that.
State Board of Education member Thomas Ratliff finds the system incomplete.
Tell us how the highest performing subgroup, the lowest performing subgroup, and the student body as a whole is doing.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And the House Public Education Committee says the campus grades would be based on student and school performance along with parent engagement. This weekend, 20 groups of Texas A&M students are competing for a $5,000 prize to jumpstart their business venture as part of Startup Aggieland's second season of Shark Frenzy. Marketing coordinator Shelley Bankman says the event is free and open to the public.
They will get to see 20 student teams pitch their companies or their ideas. Some are at different stages. Some don't have companies yet, but some do. And then they'll get to watch these sharks, who are the cream of the crop, and engage the students in a Q&A. And that is sometimes kind of hard-hitting.
Bankman says Saturday's Shark Tank send-up features 10 respected venture capitalists from around the country. Brian Fenske with the law firm of Norton Rose Fulbright will award a $5,000 investment prize to the startup of his choice. One other team will be awarded a check for best pitch. Visit WTAW.com for more information. The end of yesterday's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting included a standing ovation given to Mark Hussey for 15 months as interim president of the flagship campus. Dr. Hussey's response, was a list of thanks for the opportunity to lead the university.
And, you know, most importantly to the faculty, the staff, students and former students for all the support that you've given me this past year. This is truly a great time for Texas A&M University.
Tomorrow, Hussey returns to the Agriculture College where he's dean, along with leading the system's agriculture agencies as vice chancellor. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
On exhibit now at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, Texas A&M Forest Service presents History in the Making, celebrating 100 years of service. This exhibit brings to life the people, places, and events that shaped the agency over the past century. Walk through the exhibit's forest setting to discover how early patrolmen detected and extinguished wildfires. Experience the sights and sounds of wildfire fighting. Discover how the first conservation efforts evolved. Learn through interactive displays about wildfire detection and incident response. For more information, log on to bush41.org. In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. A warranty is only as good as the company who offers it. That's why Brazos Valley Flooring Design has been voted Best of the Brazos for 11 years in a row. We stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. Come by our showroom and see for yourself. Our selection and prices won't be beat. Visit Brazos Valley Flooring Design in College Station off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of sunshine will continue right through today with high temperatures during this afternoon, a bit over 80, and it's going to be clear tonight. Overnight low 54 to 58. Looks nice again during the day Friday, mostly sunny skies, high temperature 80 to 84 degrees. It'll be clear and a bit milder Friday night around 60, and sun with a few clouds on Saturday, temperatures reaching the lower and middle 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with A&M softball getting win number 35. Three high school playoff games for softball, plus the NFL draft, NBA playoffs, and more in sports in about 11 minutes.
There you go. And speaking of sports.
Okay.
Tiger's apparently tweeted out what the rest of his schedule's going to be this year. Where he'll be attempting to play. Which, has that ever happened before?
Not that I know of.
I'm guessing it's to try to build a following again. Of course, he needs to be able to play till the end of the tournament. That might be a good thing.
Well, it's a good step, certainly.
Yeah, if you do that. Florida mom facing child abuse charges after allegedly driving her kid on the hood of her car. Bridget Garcia of Port St. Lucie sent her 13-year-old son flying when she drove forward 200 feet, then hit the brakes. The kid reportedly jumped on the hood to stop his family from leaving without him. Ugh. So she gets in trouble for the kid jumping on the car. Okay. Guess you can't do much about that. In Hawaii, National Park Ranger brought a guy down with a stun gun and handcuffed him and placed him under arrest
for
in front of other park visitors because he was flying a drone.
Whoa.
They need him at the White House. they haven't been able to do that yet at the White House. Again, I don't know what it was going to do or, you know, what problems it would have caused, but so be it.
Well, there's that FCC memo.
Did you see the memo about this?
Danica Patrick has lost her sponsor because GoDaddy is not going to...
NASCAR.
Not going to race in the NASCAR thing anymore.
Yep.
This has been good for them, and it's really been good for her.
Yep.
I mean, that's been a big deal for her. She's made herself a celebrity out of that. They may end up making another deal, it says here.
And I've become instantly aware that I meant FAA, not FCC. Got my alphabet soup mixed up.
You know, it's really okay because that's all we think about is the
I know.
FCC
it's
pretty
top
much.
Top of my mind.
So I bet you got some space in your refrigerator that you could free up because you got things in there that might be happier in other places.
The garbage can?
Yeah, no, hot sauce.
Oh, what?
For instance, hot sauce can live perfectly fine in the pantry for up to 3 years.
Well, that's salt and vinegar.
That's it. By the way, the refrigerator dries out bread fast. So instead of, you know, keeping it there, you can put it just at room temperature, or you can freeze whatever. You know, if you use it slowly, then you can just freeze what you don't want to use. Onions.
Saw off a piece.
Yeah, do that. Onions. Well, do you have like unsliced bread? Is that what you do?
We don't keep.
You take like
bread.
A turkey leg and a chunk of bread, and they have dinner. You sit down in front of the television and eat dinner. Yeah.
I like homemade bread.
Yeah,
I mean it all tastes the same. I've tried different recipes; it always comes out weird.
Bread.
It's bread. That's right. Well, you know, if you put like jalapenos and stuff, that's pretty good. That's a lot of trouble, though.
Yeah, anyway, it really.
Just
is.
Go buy it. Let somebody else who knows how to do it do that. Anyway, onions. They like their original mesh bag in the pantry just fine.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know people put them in the fridge.
Yeah. Keep them away from taters, though, because they emit moisture and gases that can make the onions rot. But speaking of taters...
I was thinking I might want to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
That's right. Yeah, but don't refrigerate them, because refrigeration adversely affects the flavor. So store them in the pantry in paper bags. Plastic bags don't work. That traps the moisture. That's how they get moldy. Garlic. Garlic will do just fine in the pantry for 2 months. Batteries. Despite popular wisdom, extreme cold or heat can diminish their performance.
Right.
Yeah.
Cold is bad for batteries.
Tomatoes. They can get mealy in the fridge, so leave them on the counter, out of the plastic bag. Once they're ripe, use them in about 3 days. And coffee. The fridge and the freezer create condensation, which can affect the flavor of coffee.
It can. I keep the whole beans in the freezer because I grind them.
Okay.
So.
Well, and if you spill something or you got something in there that's nasty, putting ground coffee in there, you know, spread it out and leaving it there for a day or two doesn't hurt. Not a bad idea. Good news yesterday, the FDA.
More alphabet.
Yeah. This is great. Talk about your first world problems. The FDA has approved a new drug to get rid of your double chin without surgery.
Well, thank goodness.
Man. I see, now you talk about having a great job coming up with the names for drugs, right? Now, this is called Kybella. K-Y-B-E-L-L-A. Gets injected into the fat tissue and dissolves it, as opposed to the current procedures, which involve cutting the fat out and sucking it out. And doctors say if the fat's gone, it disappears for good. New treatment will be available at your local dermatologist near you. Well, what's the logical progression there?
I mean, where's the laundry list of side effects?
Yeah, well,
may include death.
Oh, well,
your eyes will bleed. Your third arm will grow from your back.
You got to wait till the television commercials for that. Yeah. But I mean, if you think about that, okay, double chins. Now there's going to be somebody who's going to decide. Well, I mean, what's the next logical step after injecting? Get rid of your double chin. It's to lessen your earlobes, right?
It's good for you and your pet. One of many reasons to call Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service. Chasing Tails comes to you at home, where your pet is comfortable and stress-free. Plus, spending your time in waiting rooms is over. Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service offers everything from vaccinations to hospice care to acupuncture, with visits starting as low as $50 for your dog or cat and only $25 for each additional animal. Your pet means the world to you, and Chasing Tails Mobile Veterinary Service knows it. Find them on Facebook or click ChasingTailsVet.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site is in need of porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is the only call you need to make. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity in everything they do, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit FlyingVRentals.com or call 512-466-2975. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business. And Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight-edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you based on your schedule. And of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946. With two locations, one in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies, plus the kids get to keep what they earn. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Well, I guess I'm busted. I guess I know they know I leave the control room. I just assume, you know, if I hit that little button that there'll be audio there. But we apologize for that, and we actually had that problem I think 2 weeks ago where just randomly there wasn't any program in there. So there are people who are responsible for that. We'll take care of it. In the meantime, just yeah.
We will hang them by their thumbs.
No, we'll just make them listen to make sure it's there. Hello.
How y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're better now. How about you?
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, talking about that double chin.
Yeah.
After all that fat's dissolved, what's going to happen to the skin?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to do a little nip tuck, I guess.
That's what the plastic surgery's
got
for.
Got that turkey thing going on under there. All right, let's do some sports.
All right, gang, good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:51. The 25th-ranked A&M softball team got win number 35, taking down Texas State 2-1 in their final midweek contest of the regular season. The ladies are now 35-17 with a 9-12 SEC record. They'll close out the season and SEC play, hosting Ole Miss in the final weekend series with a first pitch at 6:35 on Friday. High school softball playoffs start tonight with home games for the Vikings and Tigers at 7, with Bryan facing Hutto and Consol taking on Waco University. It is the best of three for those series. College Station is in their second consecutive playoff. They'll take on Elgin at 7 on Friday. They play that game in Brenham. Congratulations to the Brazos Christian Boys golf team. They finished with a bronze medal at the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools in the Class 2A State Championships. And tonight kicks off the NFL Draft. And most mock drafts have Jameis Winston going number one to Tampa Bay. But there are rumblings as of late that Cleveland may try to trade up to number two to get Marcus Mariota. Where does that leave Johnny? That's still up in the air, but a lot of folks think that he could eventually wind up in Big D. Stephen Jones, Executive Vice President, COO, and Director of Player Personnel for the Pokes, explains their draft day.
You know, at the end of the day, I think our priority is to pick the best players and improve our football team. You know, I think we can do that in this draft. And as you said, there's some depth at some of those spots. And, you know, where we're picking makes it really hard to project because we're, you know, late in each round.
As for the Aggies, offensive tackle Cedric Obuehi is a fringe first-round prospect, and he'd give Texas A&M three consecutive drafts in the first round from offensive line. Offensive guard Jarvis Harrison, running back Trey Williams, and tight end Cameron Clear round out the players who could be selected between tonight and Saturday. In Major League Baseball, Logan Morrison had a tie-breaking two-run double to lead the Seattle Mariners to a 5-2 win over the Texas Rangers. Ranger manager Jeff Banister doesn't know where to start with the Rangers. They're slumping at the plate and not doing well in the field either, posting 4 E's last night. He says it's something they have worked on and will continue to do so.
We put a premium on that in spring training. We put a premium on it every day. We've actually changed our routine of we're running our guys out there early on a clean field, not during BP, with our ground ball sessions as opposed to, you know, during batting practice, you know, where we're getting concentrated work.
Oakland heads to Arlington to take on the Rangers tonight. First pitch at 7:05. And the Astros are on fire. Still.
That ball's ripped high and far to right field. Looking up, and that is gone. Colby Rasmus with a shot to right field.
Rasmus' two-run jack powered the Houston Astros to a 7-2 win over the slumping San Diego Padres. Dallas Keuchel held San Diego to just 3 hits in 8 innings. The Stros head home after an 8-1 West Coast swing that gave them the best road record in the majors. Seattle's at H-Town tonight for a 7-10 start. And in the quietest game in Major League history, Chris Davis hit a 3-run home run as the Baltimore Orioles quietly beat the Chicago White Sox 8-2 with not a fan in the stands because they were not allowed. Camden Yards was closed with safety precautions following the riots in Baltimore. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets have fired their social media manager after he posted a tweet with an emoji of a gun pointed at a horse's head as they were beating the Dallas Mavericks. The Rockets confirmed the dismissal of Chad Shanks yesterday. Shanks wrote on his personal Twitter page that he would no longer run the Rockets' Twitter account, but was grateful to the organization. The Rockets await the winner of the San Antonio-LA series, which has Game 6 tonight at 8:30. Kawhi Leonard knows to close out the Clippers, the Spurs have to be on top of their game.
We're not confident until we win. We still have to beat a great team on our home floor. We lost a game on our home floor, so just a challenge for us to come out mentally ready.
Spurs lead that series 3-2. The Memphis Grizzlies advance to the NBA Western Conference semifinals and will take on the Golden State Warriors starting on Sunday in Oakland. The Grizzlies knocked out Portland in 5 games, 99-93. The Atlanta Hawks are up 3-2 in their first round series after a 107-97 win over Brooklyn. And finally, we'll wrap it up in the NHL, where the Tampa Bay Lightning advanced to the second round of the playoffs. They'll take on Montreal after they downed Detroit 2-0 last night. And that's your sports brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so the Dallas Cowboys philosophy in the draft, and he was speaking so fast, I don't know that I was able to write it down correctly. Stephen Jones said,
I got it right here if you want it.
Pick the best player and try to improve their football team. Is that right?
At the end of the day, I think our priority is to pick the best players and improve our football team.
Oh, well, heck yeah. No wonder they're different. We'll see.
You stop picking on the Cowboys. Yeah. Stop it.
Right, I haven't changed my opinion of them for 30 years. Why should I do that now?
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
David Gardner's, they're the official jeweler of A&M Athletics. You know, they're ready for Mother's Day. You need some ideas, then they've got them for you. As a matter of fact, maybe this is the first year of a mom in your home. Okay, guys, great opportunity. Stop in and see them. See the designs that they have. And, you know, one of the things that's really important is to make sure that you get good value for your jewelry purchases. Get that stunning look. Of course, you want that, but you want to make sure it's practical. You want to make sure it fits within your budget and an opportunity for her to use it on special occasions sometimes or maybe more often than that. And don't forget, they're your authorized Rolex dealer as well, and they do authorized Rolex service. But that's just the beginning. You'll always find a staff that's there ready to help answer any questions that you might have. So for Mother's Day or any other special occasion or maybe even no occasion at all, David Gardner's 911 University Drive.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, 2 wheels in the front and 1 in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. K&M Spider, riding has evolved.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, now it's time for our segment that's entitled,
oh God, we're gonna die.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all gonna die.
Apparently an unmanned Russian spacecraft loaded with supplies meant for the International Space Station is spinning out of control and expected to plunge into the Earth's atmosphere next week. That means no Oreos for the International Space Station.
Or whatever they got. No.
I know, really. The Progress spacecraft